This oil-covered boat, lying idly on polluted waters, mirror the lives of people here in Nigeria's Ogoni region. They've waited 3 decades for their damaged land, vegetation and water to be cleaned up. 4 years ago, following public pressure and criticism, Royal Dutch Shell and the Nigerian government began clearing up some of the 65 sites identified in a United Nations Environment Report. $1 billion was set aside for the work.
To date, we have done 50 lots comprising of 20 sites from the UNEP report. So we have about 45 sites left to handle. And these 45 sites have been classified as the semi-complex to complex sites.
Here, new mangrove shoots have sprouted and aquatic life is slowly coming back, signs that the cleanup could reverse the devastation. The United Nations Environment Report of 2011 says even with serious commitment, it could take up to 50 years to restore the environment to what it used to be. Environmentalists say the way the work has been planned and conducted is wrong.
By now, we expect that beyond just soil remediation, there should be remediation of groundwater, there should be shoreline remediation. This has not been done.
Officials say more extensive clearance will begin soon. Although 6 water projects are about to be completed, most people living here are still exposed to dangerous levels of oil pollution. The amount of carcinogenic benzene in the underground water here is 900 times more than what the World Health Organization considers safe for humans. Yet people live around this site. Some even drink the water, use it for washing, and that led to some severe health problems and even dying. The United Nations calls the Ogoni cleanup one of the most ambitious environmental restoration projects ever attempted. While all this is going on, more oil is being spilled in the Niger Delta, something activists say could reverse the small gains made here so far. Ahmed Idris, Al Jazeera, Ogoni.